إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن الأصدق الكلام كلام الله والخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وبعد عباد الله وكم من نعمة أنما الله عز وجل بها على عباده. O slaves of Allah, how much blessings has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon His slaves. Ni'mat al-Iman wal-Islam, the blessing of Iman, faith and Islam. Ni'mat al-Sunnah wal-Salafiyya, the blessing of Sunnah, the blessing of Salafiyya. وَنِعْمَةُ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْعَافِيَةُ. And Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with good health and well-being. وَنِعْمَةِ الْأَقَلُ وَالْعِلْمُ. And the blessing of intellect and of knowledge. وَنِعْمَةِ الْمَأْكَلِ وَالْمَشْرَبُ. وَنِعْمَةِ الْمَسْكَنُ وَمَلْبَسُ. And Allah Azza wa Jal has also blessed us with food and drink. And Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us, alhamdulillah, with dwellings. And Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us and clothed us, walillahi alhamd. Ni'mat al-zawaj wal-dhurriya. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us, alhamdulillah, to marry and to have spouses. And then blessed us with offspring. Ni'mat al-quraba wal-sadaqa. And Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with relatives, with friends. All of this is the ni'mah of Allah. Ni'mat al-wazifa, ni'mat al-mansab. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us, alhamdulillah, to have work so we can sustain ourselves and our families, where we receive, alhamdulillah, ratib and wages. All of this is from the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ni'mat al-sam wal-basar wal-lisan wa ghayr thalika kathir. And the blessing that Allah has subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us by way of eyesight and hearing, and also by way of the tongues that we have that we can speak and elaborate. All of this, my brothers and my sisters, is the blessing that Allah has given us. We should be thankful servants. As Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in the Quran, وَأَتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ. And we gave you all that you asked for. All that you asked for and invoked to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah says, He gave you. وَإِن تُعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصَاهَا. But if you was to count the blessings of Allah upon you, you cannot numerate them. But indeed, mankind is ever falling short, and a person who is neglectful and disbelieving. This is the reality of what Allah has given us and what we are giving back. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. All of the blessings that you have, every single blessing that you have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُلُّ نِعْمَةٍ ظَاهِرَةٍ بَاطِنَةٍ عَامَةٍ خَاسَةٍ كَبِيرَةٍ صَغِيرَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. All of the blessings that you have, everything that is blessed upon you, ظاهر, that which is apparent and not apparent, the iman that you have within your chests, the blessing which is general, specific to you, whether it be big or small, لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلِ is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be thankful servants. As Fudayl ibn Iyad, rahimullah ta'ala, he said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِمُلَازِمَةِ الشُّكْرِ عَلَى النِّعْمِ. He said, it is upon you to be constant in being thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal. You should be constant upon this. Constantly thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for what He has given you. وَقَالَ رَحِمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مَنْ عَرِفَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ بِقَلْبِهِ وَحَمِدَ بِلِسَانِهِ لَمْ يَتَتِمْ ذَلِكَ حَتَّى يَرَى الزِّيَادَةِ. That if an individual knows the blessing of his Lord and he is thankful within his heart, and likewise he praises Allah Azza wa Jal with his tongue and he is thankful, that which Allah has given him will not cease. And before it finishes, you will see that he will have ziyada, that he will have an increase. And then he recited the verse, وَإِن تَعَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Then he recited the verse saying that Allah has proclaimed that if you was to be thankful servants, then indeed Allah will increase in your blessings. Allah has proclaimed this, that if you are thankful to what you have been given, being thankful, being righteous, being obedient, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase. Just the same way that if you deny and you are neglectful, then that blessing, what Allah has given you, can be taken away from you. And it can even be something that is mustahiq lil adhab Allah azza wa jal, that you can even be punished for not being thankful. Wala in kafartum inna adhabi lashadid. And if you deny, if you disbelieve and deny that which Allah has given you, not thankful, then verily the punishment of Allah is severe. As Allah azza wa jal also mentions, وَمَنْ يُبَدِّلْ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions, and then whoever changes that blessing which Allah has given him, meaning he's not thankful, and after he has come to him, the blessing has come to him, but he doesn't utilize it. He doesn't utilize it in the path of Allah. He is not thankful to that, but indulges in sin and uses that blessing for sin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then is severe in punishment. And this is what we find throughout the Quran and through the Sunnah of those who Allah gave to, and they were blessed, but they were not thankful for what Allah azza wa jal gave them. I'll bring you some examples of this. From them is the qissa of Qarun. Allah Azza wa Jal yaqul, إِنَّ الْقَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal explains regarding Qarun, this man that was from the people of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, a man that was given much. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, وَأَتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ, and we gave him from wealth and riches. And if you read the tafasir and the qissa of Qarun, it mentions that the wealth that he was given, that just the keys to where his wealth was could not be even lifted except by many, meaning many people, many strong men. Just the keys that he had to his wealth. Wealth with abundance. Lakin baga, he became haughty, neglectful, and proud, denying that he was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was reminded The people reminded him and said to him, لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين. That do not be neglectful. It is from Allah that you have received this. Do not be neglectful. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased with those who are neglectful and who are not appreciative of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. But that only made him become more haughty. Coming out to his people saying, Allah explains, فَخَرَجَ عَلَى قَوْمِ فِي زِينَتِهِ. And then he came forth in front of his people with abundance of wealth. Wealth that you cannot even imagine. And then those that had that love of the dunya in their hearts, then they said, قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا عُوتِيَ قَارُونَ إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Those that wanted what he had, thinking for the dunya, not for the akhirah, they say, whoa, if only we was given that. If only we was given that which was given to Qarun. Indeed, he is the owner of a great fortune. So they were envious of what he had. Those that did not have that iman and ilm in their hearts. فَقَالَ الْأَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ مِنْهُمْ. And the people of knowledge from them at that time, they said to them, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ عُوتُ الْعِلْمِ وَيْلَكُمْ. And those that were given understanding and given knowledge said to them, وَيْلَكُمْ, woe be to you, ثَوَابَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ لَّمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. That indeed, the reward of Allah is far better, everlasting, for the one that believes and carries out righteous actions. وَلَا يُلَقَّهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرِينَ. And no one can attain that type of understanding and iman except for those that are patient. So he became haughty. And then he even attributed all of what he had to himself, saying, this ilm was min indi. This what I have is not from Allah. It's from my intelligence. It's for what I have done. My mind and my intelligence, the ability to gather this wealth, to make the right moves. So he attributed all what he had to himself, becoming boastful that it's not from Allah, denying that it was from Allah, and becoming self-sufficient. And then, look what happens afterwards. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. So we caused the earth to swallow him up, and likewise his abode and his riches. And there was there no one there to protect him or aid him. فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِيَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. There was no one there to help him against Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions these stories for us to take heed. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions these stories for the one that has understanding. That when he reads the book of Allah and comes across these stories, he takes heed and reflects so we do not fall into the same problem. But the mushkila is, if we don't open the book of Allah, if we don't read the book of Allah, then how will we know what destroyed and where the earlier generations went wrong? And stay away from why they were punished. This can only come around, my brothers and my sisters, if we keep the book of Allah close to us. For indeed, that book is a guidance, is al-Furqan. It is something that divides the haq from the batil. So we should increase and keep that book close to us. Take it off the shelves. Read the book. Read the tafsir of the Quran. Sit with your families. For indeed, in this qasas is ibrah. There are lessons to be learned in these stories. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرار به وتوحيده وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما مزيدا أما بعد. As you have heard the story of Qarun, there are many other stories that show this principle, that whatever we have received from barakah and khair is from Allah. And if we do not respect that and utilize that barakah, it will be taken away from us, or it will be something that will be against us. I bring you the story likewise of Yusha bin Nun, alayhi salatu wassalam, who they say was a prophet and was the one that accompanied Musa alayhi salatu wassalam when he went to see Khidr. And after Musa alayhi salatu wassalam brought out the Yahud Bani Israel from the clutches of Fir'aun, and when they came, then this individual, this Yusha bin Nun, was one of the ones that would teach the qawm. And due to them and their sins, they were not allowed to enter Bayt al-Maqdis, Masjid al-Aqsa, that region, for 40 years. Up until Yusha bin Nun was the one that took over after Musa and Harun. And he was the one that led his army up until the gates of Bayt al-Maqdis, where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam prayed to go, but he was not allowed to go from the hikmah of Allah. Yusha bin Nun, he reached the gates of Bayt al-Maqdis to fight a tyrant army that was within the walls. And when he arrived there, there was a miracle. After circulating and fighting for months, when victory was so close, the sun was about to set. And in those days, Bani Israel, Ahl al-Kitab, for them, on Saturday, you cannot fight battle on the day of Saturday. So Friday, after Asr, the time was coming where Maghrib was coming close. After Maghrib, it would enter into Saturday. And the miracle happened when he made dua. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hold the sun from setting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him that. And that has happened for no other man except for Yusha bin Nun. And Allah azza wa jal ordered them, because they were fierce, those within the walls, huge in stature and size. So the people feared, the army of Yusha bin Nun feared. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them to enter, just to merely enter, and then the victory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them to enter Jerusalem, Bayt al-Maqdis, and enter and eat and drink. You will be victorious. You will be given anything what you want. But the only thing that you need to do is to enter and then prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To prostrate to Allah and then make that dua, oh Allah, forgive us. That was only what they was commanded to do. And Allah would have given Bayt al-Maqdis, a place which is muqaddasa, sacred, where 124,000 prophets have prayed, where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was not blessed to go into, a land, ard, which is muqaddasa, blessed. And Allah gave them that. And the only thing they needed to do was to prostrate to Allah when they arrived inside, and to make the dua, Allah, forgive us of our sins. But what did they do? As soon as they entered, they did not go down prostrating. They went on to their backs making mockery. And also, instead of saying hinta, they were saying hinda. They were saying, instead of Allah to remove their sins, they were saying regarding a seed, which is sounds similar in pronunciation, and was making mockery and laughing. So Allah give them that blessing. After such a long time, all they needed to do was to be righteous servants. thankful servants, but they made mockery and thought what they did achieve from themselves, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused a bala to come down. Rijzam min as-sama. Allah caused a disease to come down, the plague to befall them and to destroy them. So this is ibra, my brothers and my sisters. We need to reflect. We live in different times, but the principle is the same. What Allah has given you and me, we should reflect and be thankful servants. And it doesn't always mean that because you have not been given, that Allah is not thankful, or you are not thankful to Allah, or Allah does not favor you. Your poverty could be something that is for you. The poverty that you have could be that it is something better for you in the Akhirah. But be thankful servants. Allah has given you Iman, Islam, Deen, Sunnah, Salafiyyah. Even if you don't have anything else, you have that. So cherish it, my brothers, and hold on to it until you meet Yaqeen. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. أقيم الصلاة يرحمكم الله.